This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening, and from me to you, the first time I get to do this, welcome to the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, back from Las Vegas. That was an experience. I had not been out there in about 40-some-odd years. And I was a kid when I was out there before, and I wasn't allowed to do certain things. They've relaxed a few things about Las Vegas since then. SHOT Show was, it was interesting. What was most interesting to me was the number of radio shows that were there. And I wasn't amongst them. And there was only two of them that actually did the same topic that I did. Most everybody else that was there did not. And I'm looking to try to fix that. Although I'm told that Mr. Morse and Mr. Main and Mr. Branham did a really, really good job. And it tells, I can tell that by the downloads and everything, even though I wasn't listening live. So to them, I thank them very much for showing up. What I did while I was there was, first thing I did was I went to AR-500 Armor. AR-500 Armor and I had been intertwined before. A guy named Tyler actually owns them, and he has turned over the day-to-day of the company to somebody else. But years ago, I called them and asked them to sponsor the show, and at the time, he did it. He did. He said yes, and I don't know how we fell off or whatever, but now this is the AR-500 Armor Studio. So, yeah, thank you, Tyler. Boyd's Gunstocks. I spent a lot of time with Boyd's, with Dustin and with Richard Hoffrith, and we had a really, really good time. That was about as much fun as I've had in quite some time that I can imagine. hung out a little bit with the guys from Pipe Hitters Union that have come on the show, hung out with them a little bit. The Agency Arms Nighthawk custom party was epic. It was epic. The funnest part about it was that I shot for the first time in front of a lot of these people. Now, a lot of them may have seen me shoot on video, but you know, when you see somebody shooting on video and you don't see the target where it's going down range, you don't know if he's hitting anything. I took that into consideration. Found out what's going on with my lungs, too, while I was there. I have pneumonia still. I have walking pneumonia, so if you hear me gasping, well, that's because I've got walking pneumonia, but I'm still standing. But back to the shooting. I'm sitting there shooting, and a legendary Texas sheriff named Jim Wilson was my range safety officer, so he's loading up the agent, the Nighthawk Custom Agent 2, which is the Agency Arms Nighthawk Custom collaboration, and going to hand it off to me. And as this is all happening, Tatiana Whitlock is behind me. Everybody at Nighthawk stops doing what they're doing. Steve Fisher sidles up beside me. But unfortunately for them, I have way too much fun shooting, so when I... The Agent 2, the sight acquisition is really good. The balance is really good. The trigger is peerless. And so I went to town, and everybody just sort of stopped for a minute. And they were just saying to themselves, huh? And then the CEO of Nighthawk, Nelson, he goes, shoot another mag. So I did. And then I shot another gun, and I was accused of not being another pretty face. Everybody decided I could shoot. And then we blew up an RV. I didn't get to blow up an RV. I got to watch them blow up an RV. The agency arms assets had miniguns and RPGs down below. And we stood slightly off range and up above a little bit of height. I wish I had had the drone. All in all, a superb trip. And there's certain things that are going to be coming down the pike that you'll be hearing about later. If they're listening right now, I would like to publicly thank Ken Byers, Autumn Iflin, and Richard Hoffreth, who were three people that I spent a lot of time with. I spent a lot of time with the GAT marketing team. Spent a lot of time at Nighthawk. Spent a lot of time at AR-500 Armor. So, all in all, a good trip. Now, let me tell you a couple things just so you know. If you go to Las Vegas, first of all, if you go to Las Vegas, ride sharing is going to be your friend. And on the Las Vegas Strip, you can't pick up a ride on the Strip. So you have to know where the designated places are, which nobody tells you. Then when you order, if you order that Uber, it's going to go to that designated place. And if you're not there, well, you don't have a ride. That was fun. The other fun thing when you have walking pneumonia, which is apparently what I've got, is in the casinos, if you've never been to a gambling casino, which I had not been to one as an adult. So I'm striding through it, and first thing I notice is they're letting everybody be comfortable. They have nice barca loungers to sit on. They serve them drinks at whichever gambling machine they're at. And, oh, by the way, they don't have to take time for a smoke break, so they can smoke indoors. And the gambling casino is about the entire length of the base of the building, which seemed like it was about a mile long. And I spent my week walking through that. So to say that there was a little bit of irritation going on there, it would be a shortcoming. I also got to have a breakfast with, I was invited to the Ammoland breakfast, where tonight, in the second hour, we're going to have John Crump, who is a writer from Ammoland, come on the show. Meeting some of the people that I have read, use their stuff. Tom McHale, got to meet him. He'll be a guest on the show. There's this 2018, for all of you that have stuck with me since the very beginning when I was doing things out of a under less than ideal circumstances, 2018 should be a sea change for the show. And I'm just very pleased to have run across the people that I have run across, the people I've mentioned. So a lot of people I haven't mentioned. There's a lot of sponsors that you're going to be hearing about very shortly that are thrilling to have. I mean, thrilling. And I've just got to let a few people work their magic and get a few things done. And we'll see what we get out of that. If I can get half of them, I'll be happy. So, and I'm just going to be sitting here being happy. Still having trouble adjusting to the fact that not everywhere is lit up as Las Vegas is. It seems like when I came back, it seems like we're in a power outage here. Everything there is so bright. But I'm not complaining. I had a good time. I got to, like I said, there's some people I've talked to many times that I've never met. And this show's 6 years old this May. So that was fun. I had fun. Some of you, there was a few of you there, the ones that I got to meet that were there, the ninjas, thanks for coming up and identifying yourself. Thanks for taking the time to figure out what it looked like. That was nice, too. But, I digress. Missed a lot of things while I was gone. Thankfully, I picked the right people to do the show on my behest. I hope you guys enjoyed them. I have contacted other people that we may use again because May is coming up and so is the NRA meetup. And we'll be going to Dallas this year, so that is on the horizon. But there's nothing quite like being back in the saddle, so I'm happy with that. I'm going to sit here being happy. About to head into the first break when we get back. I cannot imagine what the shooting in Kentucky. We're going to talk a little bit about that just because of one of the circumstances that when I read it, I was like, there is no way. There just simply cannot be any way. That's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. I'm thinking about changing my bumps. Mackenzie, you think I should change my bumps if I got a new gig here? McKenzie is not a man to waste words. And I appreciate the economy. That's cool. I'm about to have a new intro. I got to redo that and everything else. Anyway, in Kentucky, in Benton, Kentucky, there was a shooting last week, and that was bad enough. One of the reporters that raced to the school to report on it, when she got there, she found out that the shooter was her son, which I'm sure had to be quite a shock. This left two students dead, 21 injured, and it has rocked the close-knit community of about 4,500 in southwestern Kentucky, where I think I have a station nearby, and if you guys are listening, I am thinking about you. The mother and other family members declined to comment. And as of this going to press, nobody knows the motive. Now, in Kentucky, the governor there is a Republican named Matt Bevin, and he has made it clear that he won't sign laws that restrict guns, which, thank you, Governor Bevin, that is a good thing. But he called this he's calling on Americans to wake up. And he says that this is not a gun problem, it is a cultural problem. And he's trying to get people to look for the root causes. I don't know if he listens to me, if he thinks the same way I do. If he thinks the way I do, maybe we should both go to the same psychiatrist. I'm not sure. He said our culture is crumbling from within. He said that there's a desensitization to death and killing that's coming at an extraordinary price. And he points out a few things that are very, very, very appropriate here. He said, we can't celebrate death in video games and celebrate death on TV shows, celebrate death in movies, celebrate death in musical lyrics, and remove any sense of morality and sense of higher authority, and then expect that things like this are not going to happen. Yeah. Now, hours after the shooting, his Republican colleague, State Senator Steve West, rushed to file a bill to put more guns in schools. And this legislation in Kentucky would let local districts hire armed marshals to patrol public schools, make citizens' arrests, and protect people from imminent death or serious physical injury. These would not be marshals in the sense of being an air marshal, however, which is a federal law enforcement official. They wouldn't have to be police officers, but school district employees in good standing who have a license to carry a concealed weapon. Here's the thing with this kind of a program. If you're going to do that, this is my hope, at least. They need to carry the same gun with the same ammunition. They need to have the same training. They need to have the same plan. They need to have communications. They need to have multiples in the school. One of the things that I found out about the FASTER program, which is a great program, but the FASTER program is one where you go out looking for the perpetrator. If the perpetrator is, if you have defenders in a school, and if the perpetrator cannot get into a classroom, then there is really no need to go after him. This kind of a clearing, as you would, or building clearing, is not something, it's not rocket science to be sure, but at the same time, that's a specialized type of technique. Not that I'm thinking that teachers couldn't do it. They probably could, but I don't know that they would want to. The FASTER program, as far as I know, they actually go hunting for the bad guy. I think that's a bad idea. I do. I think if you have a hallway and you have teachers, you have one teacher on either side, you have a good set of defense because you're going to be aiming at wall, you're going to be aiming in a direction where there are walls angled at you that are going to deflect rounds. Most of the schools that I see anymore are cinder block, aren't they? Aren't most schools cinder blocks nowadays? That should hold up a handgun round pretty good if it's glancing off of it. They could carry frangible ammunition. There's a lot of things they could do to make it easier and better. Everybody's texting me, are you doing live show today? Yes, I am. Most certainly. Yes, ma'am. There you go, everybody. And, yeah, I'm that trip to Las Vegas did cause a few things to get messed up. So West Bill is one of at least two in the state that would allow more guns in Kentucky's public schools and college campuses. And this has, that's in Kentucky at least, it has received bipartisan support. A Democrat, Senator Ray Jones, said we need armed officers in every school in Kentucky. That's a small price to pay, but saves one child's life. I'm good with that. I'm perfectly good with that. Now, you need more than two, though, for the whole school. And that's the problem with a lot of these. You know, high schools nowadays are big sprawling complexes. So in the event like the Arapahoe High School in Colorado, that guy sprinted for 80 seconds to get to that shooting. And he kept the loss of life to one. But that was still one too many. And if they had had actually somebody on that hallway instead of having to respond, which he did it as good as it could be done, maybe it would have been, maybe they could have saved that life. Democratic Representative Atticus Scott from Louisville said she is definitely an advocate for gun safety, and to me, more guns is not the answer to gun violence. So she has filed legislation that would ban those convicted of hate crimes from carrying a gun and let local governments pass laws requiring gun sellers to use responsible business practices, which is poppycock. The job of a gun seller is not to pull out a crystal ball and say, peer into the future and look at you buying that gun and figure out if you're going to do something with that. Why don't we just lower it to, if you're convicted of, you know, shoplifting hubba bubba bubble gum, you can't buy a gun. Let's just take it all the way down there. And Jim Wayne, a Democrat of Louisville, has filed a bill that would make it a crime for adults to recklessly store a gun without a trigger lock, a measure aimed at preventing children and teenagers from obtaining access to their parents' guns. So reactive, aren't you? So reactive and so wrong. You're just wrong on a regular basis. You don't understand that you have to fight violence with force. And the force has to come from the righteous, and it has to be worse than what they bring. And getting out there and trying to feel good isn't going to do anything. That posturing does nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, back from Las Vegas. Still got the scratchy throat. Going to have it for a while. One day I'll sound normal. The Grammys came on last night. I remember watching the Grammys when Tony Orlando and Dawn won for Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. That's how far back me and the Grammys go. Jim Croce was still alive, or he had just died. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. I think that was 73. Back then, entertainers did not see the need to inject politics into what they did. And it was all about what they did professionally. It was, if they were actors, it was about the roles they played. If they were, athletes, it was about the game they played. If it was singers, it was about the music they performed. Not today. Not today. Today, these privileged elitist cult members use their fame and fortune and power as a compass to measure their identity and determine their fulfillment and happiness. Which makes me wonder what happens to these guys. If you look at these people, right? Some people that are actors and actresses, like I think Roseanne Arquette is a great actress. When was the last time you saw her in something? When? Their shelf life is pretty low. Now at the, Alyssa Milano was, they read Fire and Fury. Fury and Fire, whatever it is. They read that rag that came out about Trump, which, you know, is just a big bag of rumors, and they read that on the Grammy Awards last night, and Alyssa Milano got to be one of them. And Alyssa is, she seems like a sweet young lady and everything. Bad, bad judge of character when it comes to picking people that manage your money for her, but, you know, it's opposite the point. But they're using a music award show to go after the president. All of these cult members have become a big walking contradiction in their attempt to inundate the rest of us with their vision and their version of normal, which isn't really normal. Nowhere near it. That this has gone on for so long, they can't even see how morally bankrupt they've become. And they're not just, you know, politicians have become celebrities. So from Washington to Hollywood, and even bleeding into the highbrow Silicon Valley, where apparently they think they're celebrities too. This oppressive lost culture has spent far too long trying to enlighten the rest of the country. So let's take a moment, if we should and can, let's take a moment and enlighten them, should we? Here's some things they don't understand about most of us. They don't understand that we are content. We have goals and dreams, which many of us are deeply driven to pursue. Our greatest accomplishments and what we outwardly attain are not what brings us contentment. That comes from what is doing, from doing what is honorable, pursuing a deeper love, raising our kids to be responsible, volunteering in our communities, investing in our friendships, building each other up. And it's not something you get by hitting the next goal or milestone or attaining the next big thing. According to a 2017 Gallup poll, roughly 75% of all Americans consider themselves to be Christian. Another 6% of the population identifies with a non-Christian faith, including Judaism, Islam, and others. So that means that the majority of the people in our country believe in a higher power. And they understand that their lives are about something bigger than themselves. They don't understand that we all have priorities. And one look at our priorities, and we can easily find out what's most important to us. The thing that we value most and gets most of our focus and energy. Where we choose to expend our energy and focus will either lead to contentment or leave us feeling restless and continuing on in pursuit of what will feed our soul and fill that void. The lost culture equates power, pleasure, money, and fame with fulfillment and contentment, but is really pursuing an endless cycle of what is truly depravity. Its members deceive themselves into believing the next thing will satisfy them. One unfortunate thing in Hollywood land, for example, is that many of these couples view marriage as expendable. All you got to do is go through a grocery store checkout line. You'll find out what's going on there. Somebody's always upgrading to the newer model on any given week, day even. One study showed that famous couples are two times as likely to get a divorce as the rest of us. Part of that reason could be the depravity that they've bought into. Then there's a lot of celebrities on record who have, you know, gone out and said that they'd question monogamy. Basically saying they don't believe in it. Scarlett Johansson, Ethan Hawke, Cameron Diaz, Emma Thompson. Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, went as far as to say, in our marriage vows, we didn't say forsaking all others. Hollywood gets rich off of selling us the fairy tales and the glamour. But for most of us, there's nothing glamorous about our spouse cheating on us. Their latest fairy tale, 50 Shades Freed, is set to open in theaters around Valentine's Day, and this is the third movie in the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. That particular set of films, their graphic sex scenes featuring dominant sadism, masochism. Is violence against women the message that Hollywood should be sending right now at this moment, even if it is portrayed as consensual? And this is an industry that is drowning in a sea of sex scandal. At the Golden Globes, we got that, you know, we saw them all wear black to protest the sexual misconduct that many of them ignored for years but knew about. Now we're supposed to pay to watch them portray violence against women as some great love story because the woman in the movie agrees or happens to agree to the violence. As a parent, when you're trying to raise a responsible child with the end game that one day the independent little free bird will fly the nest and stand on their own 2 feet. And we count on the fact that we're getting just enough of this parenting thing right so they won't be living in our basements until they're 35, and that they'll be ready to walk into adulthood equipped with the tools they need to make good judgment calls. And we don't want them to be like members of this depraved cult, whether it's a celebrity in Hollywood who thinks monogamy is childish, a politician in Washington who uses taxpayer money to create a secret fund to cover for colleagues accused of sexual misconduct, or a tech genius in Silicon Valley who is part of a secretive sex and drug culture. They are a culture unto themselves. They don't represent most of us. or the values that we're trying to instill in our children. We may be entertained and amused by them from time to time, and maybe even a little curious, but we don't want to be like them. And we certainly don't want our kids to emulate them. Depravity is an ultimately unfulfilling existence. In the end, it's investing in our families and our friendships and our faith rather than just ourselves. That gives us the contentment and peace that we seek more than any amount of fame, fortune, or power ever could, because fame and fortune and power are fleeting. They come, they go. They never last. And even if they do last your entire life, and take it from me, when you're laying there in that bed in that moment, if you're in a hospice, if you're in a hospital room, if something happens and you're on the side of the road, in those last and final moments, none of that matters. And what crowds into your consciousness is the people closest to you. And if you don't have any of that, then you're alone. And that's horrible. That's horrible even for these depraved people. So they don't get us. They don't understand us. They're still trying, you know, they're trying to dote upon us, their expertise. And all you got to remember is Lady Gaga is really good at singing. She dances pretty good, too. All the rest of the stuff she's going to talk about, we don't even need to listen to. Thanks for the music. At least that part is good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. When you land in Las Vegas and when you leave the airport and you're heading to the Las Vegas Strip, the first thing coming around the bend, and I didn't see it when we left the airport, but the Mandalay Bay is in sight. And as you come around the main drag and you're getting near the Strip, Mandalay Bay is the first of the big hotels you're going to see. It is currently open, by the way. It was open, wide open for business when we were there. When you're going to the airport, the airport basically sits, if you're on, I believe it sort of sits in an easterly fashion from the Strip. I'm not really sure. I didn't have a compass. But those tanks that they referenced that he was trying to set off with Tannerite and everything he had his car packed with are on the edge of the airport. And you can see Mandalay Bay, and you can see how long of a shot that would have been. And that was a long shot. I mean, that was a really long shot. Now, in Las Vegas, I spoke to some of the Las Vegas police, some of the police, some of the sheriffs, and I could have carried a gun in the open in Las Vegas, perfectly okay. If my permit was not honored there for me to carry concealed, I could have carried in the open, perfectly legal in the Nevada. But we still don't know exactly what happened there. And a lot of that has come from the LV police changing the reported timeline repeatedly over and over again. So the latest news, which won't do much to quiet conspiracy theorists, came from a courtroom this past Wednesday, not last week, but the week before that on the 17th. This was following a virtual news vacuum in recent months. A number of media outlets had filed suit to obtain documents related to the investigation, including 14 search warrants that had been executed by police. All of his rifles, with I think one or two exceptions, had slide fire stocks on them. That amazed me. And an attorney for the media organizations, which the slide fire stocks, that has nothing to do with this, but I that was just a fact I heard. But an attorney for the media organizations argued that releasing the information is crucial to helping Las Vegas heal. And that's when an attorney representing the Las Vegas Metro Police dropped this particular bombshell. Attorney Nicholas Crosby did not identify new evidence or suspects, but said charges might be possible depending on the results of an ongoing investigation. Now, the claim by Sheriff Lombardo ever since the shooting had been that Paddock acted on his own. So Crosby's argument apparently took the presiding judge by surprise. Clark County District Judge Alyssa Kaddish asked Crosby, without naming names, there are potential charges against others as a result of the ongoing investigation. Yes, said Crosby, who represented the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, which Lombardo leads. There are charges being investigated. This directly contradicts the narrative that Paddock was a lone wolf shooter, a reclusive gambler and real estate investor whose motive remains a mystery, although in Las Vegas they were saying he had lost a lot of money. Now, here's what happens in Las Vegas. If you are a gambler of any repute, and you gamble a lot and you lose a lot, even if you win back some of that, they'll comp you. They'll let you stay for free. They'll feed you for free as long as you just stay down there and gamble. Paddock was one of these people. And apparently he had been losing more than he had been winning. But this latest revelation is only going to serve to throw more gasoline on the slow-burning fire of conspiracy theories that has swirled around the investigation. So, here's some things that have happened since then. Lombardo initially reported that Paddock began shooting on the crowd below, then shot at Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos when he approached Paddock's room. Then that timeline changed radically. The news story was that Paddock had shot at Campos 6 minutes before shooting at concert goers. And if that were true, it would reflect poorly on hotel security's response to a report of shots fired. The six-minute gap story was then denied by Mandalay Bay security. Mandalay Bay hotel officials disputed the police timeline of the concert shooting. They claimed Paddock, a high-stakes gambler and real estate investor, fired into the crowd just 40 seconds after shooting Campos. The most recent timeline that had been offered by authorities was Paddock shooting 200 rounds into the hallway of the 32nd floor of the hotel, wounding Campos in the leg at 9:59 p.m., 6 minutes before he shot into the crowds watching Jason Aldean perform. And then, right after that, Campos disappeared for days, ducking out of a Fox News studio minutes before he was scheduled to give his account of what happened that night. Then he turned up on the Ellen Show, of all places, where he backed up the hotel story under kid glove treatment by Ellen DeGeneres, and he hasn't appeared in public since. And I can tell you this. Now, I stayed at Circus Circus, which is a very old hotel. But it has its own casino. Multiple casinos. And I bet you I saw 100 people working there for Circus Circus armed security. 100. And these were tacked up They had enough accoutrement on them. The cops, you know, you're looking at the cops, their whole belt, the whole front of their belt is nothing but magazines. Handgun magazines, to be sure, but just magazines. I mean, six or seven, which is about five or six more than most people carry around where I live. Now, Paddock bought all of his guns legally. And that much we know. And everything else seems to be sort of a mystery. Now, given the deafening silence about the massacre and the investigation, unless Judge Kaddish rules for the media outlets, there's not likely more to be coming out anytime soon. They were talking maybe a year, which this took place, that would mean sometime in October. Now, here's the problem. When I was in the military, I trained to engage targets at a certain distance. And 300 meters would be about, because, you know, when you're looking out across the area in which you're operating, 300 meters is a long distance between you and them. And there's likely to be a lot of obstacles and hills and dirt and trees and everything else. Now, when you're shooting from on high and you do not have these things, 300, 400 meters with an AR, with a 5.56, 2.23, whatever you want to call it, is a long way. It's a long way to be hitting something accurately. Then when you combine that with a bump fire stock, whatever technique you brought into it, there was a piece of paper where he'd done some equations for elevation and trajectory and drop and all this other stuff. No matter how good you are at the math, that's the wrong tool. That's the wrong tool. He had some 308s in there. He had AR-10s in there that would have been far better for the assault that he planned. Longer ranging round. But just eyeballing it, that guy was a murderous, sick individual because he was engaging from a great distance. You know, I heard it was, what, 300 yards, 400 yards, which is 900 feet, 1,200 feet, which is way outside the AR's effective range as far as, you know, hitting things. It'll hit things, but it's not hitting what you're aiming at because your point of aim is way up there in the air. It becomes more of a mortar than it is a rifle at that point. And you got to watch where you're walking them in. You're not aiming now. You're just lobbing. And looking at that distance and looking at everything else, how would he have known to equip these weapons with these optics, these front ends, these bipods, and even those stupid slide fire stocks, and not known the limitations of the weapon? How would he have not known that? So, still a big mystery. Still a big mystery to me. Seeing the distance and everything, it was a crazy distance to engage. Very crazy distance. Now, coming up next, we're going to be joined by John Crump, who is a writer, a featured writer at Amaland. I met him at the Amaland breakfast. We're going to talk to him. That's when we all get back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.